Maurice and the Doctor on Triple J.
Well, you know how excited we were about hearing that the Prodigy were going to be added to the Big Day Out lineup.
It was a regularly mentioned fact on that particular breakfast
show.
It was something we couldn't shut up about.
There was a horse in the room. It was ill. It was ill. There was a whip.
And we flogged it.
There it went.
Well, how would you react if I was to tell you that on this piece of paper I have in front of me,
what is that?
I have the telephone number for Keith from The Prodigy.
Are we pranking?
Yeah, kind of.
Right. Feel the pressure.
Let's give him a call.
If you play the game, we'll test you.
Here we go. Keith from The Prodigy.
Hello.
Hello, is that Keith?
It is.
Keith, it's Robbie, Marika and the Doctor calling from Radio Triple J in Australia. I'm more to the point, how are you?
Are you called the Doctor, are you?
Yeah, I'm called the Doctor, yes. But I can't offer any over the...
Valentino Rossi.
He...
Can you ride a bike as good as him, can you?
No, I can't. I don't think I even know how to turn one on, I'm afraid, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
No worries.
I know you're quite a bike fan. Now, how are you doing today?
I'm mega, yes.
Whereabouts are you, Keith?
I'm at home in Essex.
Very nice.
Now, we heard you were in a studio of sorts?
Yeah, that's right. Just finishing off the album, I had to pop back to do a few bits, so hence I was able to do the phoner. Left the guys in the studio, they're just rocking on, you know, so yeah, it sounded good, man. It's wicked.
Do you just get to stroll in at the end and give nods of approval, Keith?
Yeah, of course. I'm like the Rick Rubin of the band. I set the tasks in the morning and come back in the evening.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
I kind of stroke my chin and nod, and they know the look. I don't even have to say anything. I give them the look, and they're like, yeah. Well,
you guys have recorded a few albums over the years. How's this one gone for you?
Really well. You know, everything that we wanted it to be without trying.
But... Is it because you weren't trying that it's taken sort of, you know, around 4 years?
Well, no, I mean, the truth of that matter is because we had the Bear Law album. For us, it's been a 2 year sort of project, really. And we spent a year kind of writing as a band and, you know, making all, not knowing where to go. And, all we knew was that we had to sound like a band again. You know, everyone had to be back on board and, you know, it had to be the Prodigy as people knew it, and, you know, back in the day, I suppose. Yeah, we're really positive. We feel really, really good with it. We've been playing over the summer a few of the new tracks, you know, and the people are kicking off just like, you know, like they know it.
Was it like slipping on an old glove working with everyone again, or was there some...
They're not Michael Jackson.
A little.
Yeah, no, do you know what? Yeah, exactly. No, not his glove. No, I wouldn't want to do that. Not the rubber one, anyway. no, this the process. No, it didn't feel strange because we have been out touring and working together sort of prior to that. You know, we never really broke up. We just had a really bad patch. Runs true of any band. You have a great success. You spend every waking hour together. Emotions get torn around.
Well, it's just like Take That, isn't it?
Well,
Robbie? Are you Robbie Williams of Take
That? I mean, you know, I can't. Comparison with Take That isn't going to feel good to me. You know what I mean? Even on an emotional level, it's a strong divide for me between the two, and that's because of my passion for the band. But, I know what you mean. Listen, it's just what bands do. You know, we're strong. We're brothers. It's real strong. Relationship.
We're talking to Keith from The Prodigy, and you're in a studio working on your new album.
So what can we expect at the Big Day Out, Keith? What are we looking forward to in 2009 from The Prodigy?
A new album, a fresh band, and, you know, the usual energy and, you know, everything that comes with The Prodigy. You know, we're not like a pop act that goes out and redesigns themselves. If you're a band, you're real. You have a foundation and you work from there. But I think it's more melodic, and it's gone more back to the original sort of the dance sounds, to be quite honest. Some of the rave sounds, but contemporary, is quite fresh, you know, in that respect. Not retrospective, certainly not, it's not a re-cooked old rave album by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, Keith,
it's venomous, you know.
It's been a long time since the song came out, but are you still the fire starter?
Well, you know, the thing is, you write a song like that, it's good on one hand because, you know, it's memorable to a lot of people in a lot of countries, you know, with its success, but you give yourself a catchphrase type name. I'm a performer that's passionate about my band and my music, and I just write songs, and that was a successful one. So
you and Joe Dolce suffering the same fate there, Keith.
Oh, I like what you're doing there. You come in with a cool reference.
I do.
That's
my job.
good cop, bad cop. I know what you're doing there. Yes. Or I might stutter a bit and get a bit edgy.
Hey, Keith, thank you very much, sir. We'll see you in January next year. The tickets for the Sydney Big Day Out go on sale at 9 a.m. today, and the rest of the tickets go on sale everywhere else Friday,
yeah, you'll,
10th.
You'll be able to see me at the Lily Pad stage there, because that's where I'll be hanging out.
We'll see you at Lily. It's a whole world now, Lily World. And the Gold Coast tickets go on sale tomorrow for the first show in Australia. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Keith.
Yeah, be good.
See you later.
Robbie, Marie and the Doctor. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple J.